Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to News for the Soul. I'm Nicole Whitney, your host this hour for life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's the floodgate time. We're opening the lines because Karen Anderson is back. You first met her on with us earlier, I think it was June or May or something, spring guest for the soul on News for the Soul, where we introduced you to Karen Anderson from DivineJourneys.com and told you about her new radio show that she was starting back then. And she did make a tiny mention about readings, so I thought, hey, let's have her on News for the Soul and open up the lines for y'all. So that's what we're about to do. Brace yourselves. Karen Anderson, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Thank you, Nicole. It's so great to be back with you.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it for some time.
And me too.
It's good to have you here today. So
thanks.
I was intrigued by your, you know, the readings that you talked about and sort of the different modalities. Before we dive in with anyone, because I know you mentioned that your focus was sort of the angelic realms and guides,
yes,
and that kind of thing.
Yes.
So perhaps before we start, we can get sort of the nutshell version of how it works as far as what you're doing.
Okay. Well, simply how it works is that everything is energy. Everyone and everything is energy. And so I'm able to read energy or feel energy or hear energy around someone. So the moment I connect with a client or someone like today over the phone, energy impulses will come at me, and I'll hear messages, I'll hear things from their actual angels around them or any ascended masters that work with them, like Jesus perhaps, or Yogananda, or, you know, Buddha, and loved ones from the other side. If they have a message, they seem to come in too when I open the door between heaven and earth.
And this is something that you've always done.
Yeah, it's something that was very natural for me as a young child. I could actually hear my angels speak. I didn't know at the time that that's literally who they were. I thought they were my best trusted friends, you know, just invisible friends, if you will. And I loved to spend a lot of time in my room by myself because that's where we would just, you know, gather and do a lot of talking. And then as I got older, I noticed not everybody had that kind of experience. So I shut down my gift, and I, for a while, didn't do anything, didn't listen, didn't hear in, didn't have any sort of intuitive hits until the fall of 1997, and a big life-altering experience actually kind of blew open my clairaudience, that clear hearing, and I've been doing professional work since.
You know, I can't tell you how many times we hear that on News for the Soul, though, the old, you know, the top story about being closer to a sense of what's real when one is younger, and then shutting down because of the conditioning that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
We get that a lot. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It happens more often than I think people maybe even recognize, because maybe they don't really open up in when they get into their adult years. Maybe they just had it as a child and that was it. So.
Well, I think that's what is a draw to shows like yours and this one, is people trying to reclaim that remembering, you know?
Exactly.
And being drawn,
yeah,
to that exploration, because part of us knows.
Yeah.
You know,
well, as children, they don't doubt. They just go with what they feel, see, hear, or know without any hesitation. There isn't any sort of, filtering in of other people's views or conscious thoughts. When you're very small, it's just you and God, or you and the angels, or you in heaven. So,
mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I've always listened to my kids. If they say they see a monster in the closet, I'm locked and loaded.
That's right. Listen to children. That's right. I agree, Nicole. Listen to your kids. My youngest child taught me about past lives. I just listened to him. He talked at 2 years old about his past life in Mexico and started saying all kinds of different things that there's no way a two-year-old would have known. And so I investigated at that time about past lives and really read up everything I could about it, because my child was just my greatest teacher at that time. It was amazing.
Mm, well, they are our teachers, indeed. and that goes against the mainstream line of thinking as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the reading specifically, you mentioned in the last interview, we got into it a little bit, and you mentioned that you kind of check in, and they don't even have to necessarily have a question for you. You check in to find their, quote, hot topic, close quote.
That's right. What's hot on the press, as the angels put it? What's, you know, up on the forefront? What is it that the soul needs to know about from a heavenly point of view? And oftentimes the conscious awareness isn't, you know, able to form a thought about it or never thought about it, you know. So the angels kind of guide them in a direction, and it always is so intertwined with what's going on in their life. And I find every time when someone doesn't have a question, the angels will give me the hot topic, and they'll go, oh, yeah, I've been thinking about this or that, or, you know, so maybe they didn't know how to formulate to ask.
So it's in the consciousness somewhere, though.
Right, exactly. Or they just want to hear, what does heaven have to say to me? You know, that kind of idea. I have that, too. So what does my angels want to tell me? I get that all the time.
Uh-huh. Well, that's why I'm asking, because a lot of people don't have questions often when they call in on the rare occasion.
Yeah.
The line,
they, right.
So
they just want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, or who's around you, or what kind of, you know, where the heavens see you heading in a certain particular situation. Yeah, sometimes people don't have questions, and I understand that.
And with you, does it change from reading to reading if you get regulars calling you back?
You mean if I have a repeat client or a repeat person? Yeah. Energy always is shifting and changing. Energy never stands still. It's always moving forward, always transmuting, it's transforming, and it's always creating. Energy is very creative. And as we know, the creator of all that there is, you know, it's an energy source, a divine light. So when someone comes to me, say, for instance, today, like today I had readings today at my sessions at my office. If they came back to me tomorrow, the energy could be totally different, or they have not moved completely out of a certain thing. So the angels might say, well, try this or try that to move that energy. But people come to me often, and the whole dynamic is different. Maybe the same message, but it's displayed in a different way.
Okay, well, we're going to open the line in
all right.
Momentarily here. I'm going to give out the numbers. But first I have to ask you really quick, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
What's my hot topic today?
What's your hot topic?
Yeah.
The first thing I heard is to go within more and to listen more to your own advice and to really reconnect to your higher knowing, your higher learning, your higher understanding. And because if you stretch out to get too many ideas or people's views, you can get in a state of confusion. Does that make sense?
Hmm. Well, definitely. With the amount of people I talk to and the different
Right. And the thing is that when we become in this state of confusion, it's because we're not honoring our own inner guidance or our own inner direction. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Are you confused about some things right now?
I've been going through a period where you know, questioning core beliefs on certain, like, you know, when you go to the next level, every time you go to the next level, you kind
yes.
of have to regroup everything.
Right.
I'm going through one of those.
Okay, so that's a hot one. Did you hear the phone? So what the angels are saying, you don't need to look for the master teacher. You are that master teacher. Just go inside and get what's correct for you. You know, like when we step up a level up, we always look for someone to guide or direct us, or a book, or a certain a thought or a feeling. And what I'm hearing for you is that you are that master teacher. You are that master mentor. And just to visualize as you do step up that everything is provided to you as far as, you know, information, all that you need to know. And your angels are saying you don't ask enough of them.
Mm.
You do a lot on your own. You take it all on. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, they say, delegate, give us more to do. They want more to do. So, does that make sense to you?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Okay.
I shall delegate away. And,
yeah, definitely ask. And they said that you've overcome many difficulties. Now it's a lot of smooth sailing for you ahead. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I sure hope so.
yes, definitely. It's guaranteed, I just heard. It's a guarantee. Ironclad.
Right, I heard it here. Okay.
Yay.
I like that hot topic. Mm-hmm. All righty then. Well, I don't want to take up the time because I know people are calling like mad, and no one's probably having an aneurysm as it is. So let's give out the number and get on with it. This will end up being a healing show by the end of the hour. But
yeah, we can do that too.
Toll free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227. In Canada, toll free, 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. And if none of those are working for you, call the International Direct Line, 530-876-3222. All righty then, I think we have a caller already. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah.
Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Hello.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
I'm Tara. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
What is your first name? I didn't hear you.
Tara with a T. T-A-R-A.
Tara, like T-A-R-A?
Yeah, like Gone with the Wind.
Yes, I just saw Gone with the Wind. Actually, I was going to ask you. You mean like the plantation, Tara? What can I do for you today, Tara?
I'm just first-time listener. I was listening to the show before you guys, and I was just listening now, and I thought what you said was interesting. I really don't have a question so, like, specifically, so whatever you have to offer would be great.
Well, your angels are many, I have to tell you that. You're a very lighthearted, beautiful soul. You make sure that everyone is enjoying laughter around you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're calling you the goddess of nature. Like, either you really connect with nature or you've got to go back to nature and really root yourself down into the ground for to get inspirations, to get some ideas as far as anywhere that you feel perceived stuck. You're going to find your answers out in nature. Does that make sense to you, Tara?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I love nature.
Oh, and it loves you, I have to say. It really loves you. I'm also feeling for you that you need to speak up more for you. Like, whatever you need, desire, hope, and dream for, you need to speak up for you more. And whatever that is and whatever capacity that means for you, mm-hmm. you have an angel that's standing beside you saying, let's be heard more. Speak up more for whatever you need. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
It's like it's time for you to stop being the little you, because you're not little at all. You're this huge, enormous, loving light on earth, and you spread joy everywhere you go. I'm just hearing that again. She's so joyful. She brings a lot of laughter in a lot of people's lives. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So speak out more for you. What do you really need? What do you really want? What do you really desire in your life? Don't be afraid to ask. And anyone that you need to say something to, you know, speak up. And always, of course, with feathers, never thorns, because, you know, as karma goes, you know, action, there's a reaction to every action. So does that kind of make sense to you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
And are you an artist, or do you do any kind of artwork, honey?
I try to. I don't think I'm very good at it, though.
Well, I'm just feeling that your angels would like you to sign up for an art class. You don't have to be good. It's just more to understand about self-expression. You know, you go outside the lines, paint outside the lines, or color outside the lines. It's more about learning how to express yourself. If you can't do it with words per se right now, you sure can do it artistically and get your view out. And it will help you to open it up, you know, what they call the throat chakra, which helps you to express yourself very clearly to the world and to those around you.
Okay, cool.
All right. And I'm just feeling that your angel's name is Estelle.
Estelle?
She's so sweet. Estelle. Yeah, she's so sweet.
Cool.
And she's so kind and she's so good. Like she will offer you to open up the doors for people or pick up something for somebody. She's so much like you, she said. We're like one and the same. Her name is Estelle.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. At least know her name now. That
makes you giggle. That makes you giggle because she's a giggler. She loves to giggle. When you get the giggles, so does she said.
Okay. Cool.
All right, Tara.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in, Tara.
Thank you so much, honey. God bless you, sweetheart.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's always so fun. I don't get a chance to open up the lines and just do this kind of thing on News for the Soul too often, but I love it because you just, you know, the interaction and the energy is just kind of cool.
Yeah, it's fun. A lot of energy going, boy. Lots of colors in my office, I'll tell you that.
Oh,
lots
boy.
Of energy moving.
Well, that's the thing, too, is over the years, every time we've done any kind of reading show where there's energy going on, that all kinds of interesting things happen with the computers and the lines.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, my God, I can tell you horror stories. But anyway, when I was
yeah.
early on the air, you know, I'd be, like, sitting there in the CFUN studios in Vancouver, and all of a sudden everything would go dead, and I'd just be sitting there going, what do I do?
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. That is a problem.
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge, but what a story. Do we have another caller on the line?
Hello.
Hello. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Ben. I'm calling from Ontario.
Ooh, Canadian. Hello.
Hello. Well, you said your name was Ben?
Yeah. How are you?
Is your given name Benjamin, sweetheart?
Yes, ma'am. That
because
is.
Your angels are saying, oh, Benjamin called in.
Oh.
they're telling you, sweetie, to watch your stress. You put a lot of stress on yourself. Does that make sense?
Well, you know what? Actually, the reason I'm calling today, well, it's kind of a weird, I didn't even expect to call. It was kind of just popped into my head. But, well, my life's kind of falling apart right now.
Yeah,
I have a 3-month-old son who lives with his mom 150 kilometers away. I'm $4,000 in debt. I mean, I'm 18 years old, you know. I'm getting kicked out of my house next month.
Well, sweetheart. Wow, big changes for you. Wowie, wowie, wowie. The angels often tell me sometimes we need to fall apart to come together.
Yeah.
So it's not that everything in your world is disintegrating before your eyes. It's just a lot of changes need to be made.
So I'm so, it almost feels like I'm tangled in a web that just no matter which way I turn, there's something else that sticks me, and I don't even know, like, I don't know what to focus on. And normally I'm good at doing that, but I just, everything's just going, and is there anything that I should in particular concentrate on?
Well, the thing is that everything has a bit of your energy. It's like you're not able to focus on anything that Benjamin needs, anything that would have you move forward, if you will, for you, just you. Your wife is having, you know, a crisis or a time right now where there's a lot of stress around it. And I just feel she's going through a detox or a clearing. Does that make sense?
Sorry, myself or?
Your wife. Is she going through a detox clearing?
Oh, sorry, she's not. I'm not actually married to her. I'm sorry. Is my ex?
Oh, well, the mother of your child.
Yeah.
Is she like going through a detox time or clearing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like because I love her so much, and I don't know exactly what's going on with her, but she's not herself. And
I just feel that there's a lot of things that are detoxing through her. You know, it doesn't have to be substance. Sometimes when we detox, it's more like it could be emotionally. Like everything seems to, again, I said earlier, everything that falls apart, you know, we may feel like everything in our life is falling apart. Well, in actuality, things need to be rebuilt from the bottom up.
Okay.
And I know that this is very difficult because you want to fix it, heal it, and go on with things, right, and go on with your life. And it's very difficult when you can't make that happen faster than it is. Now, you said she's pretty far away from you. She lives far away?
Yeah, she lives very far away, and she's now with somebody else, and it just hurts so deep just to even talk to her because of that. Do you know what I mean?
That she's with somebody else? Yeah.
And, I mean, it's only
sure
been
it
2 weeks,
is.
And she's already going to move out with them and stuff like this. And I barely have any money because I got so in debt just going depressed for a little while there. I don't really,
And you're in debt right now. Is this debt that you've made together, you and your girlfriend,
no.
or you and your previous?
It's my own
no,
debt.
Okay. Were you going to school, or was there something about school? Is it these school loans?
Well, I was going to be going to college until I found out that my girlfriend was pregnant at the time, and then I decided that wouldn't be the best.
Right.
So,
Oh, my goodness. Wow, this is where, you know, the job as where the angels step in and help us the very most when we feel it's in our darkest of need. And you have so much love around you and support around you. Unfortunately, I believe that the mother of your child has made some decisions that, of course, hasn't included you, but I feel like whatever is creating her to feel a sense of freedom, like she doesn't want to be bogged down or tied down, and you're all about love. You want to create a loving environment. You want to have a family, and I don't think she's ready for that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, sometimes I even think that I'm being too nice to everybody, you know? I mean, all this stuff's happening, and I'm just sitting here going, what have I done? You know, I'm all I do.
Oh, sweetie, you haven't done anything but be loving to people, and sometimes, unfortunately, people don't know how to reciprocate unconditional love. Human minds know conditional love, and you're a teacher of unconditional love, and it can feel like you're being taken advantage of or stepped over or stepped upon. Now, this debt, this stress of the debt, it really needs to be consolidated. And what the angels are showing me, like here in the States, there's companies that help you consolidate your debts into one payment that's doable to what you can afford. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have that there in your area, but they're showing me to investigate something like this. Do you have anything in your area like that?
I'm not too sure. I could definitely look into it, though. I've just never actually had to do that before, but I could definitely check it out.
I know.
Yeah, in Canada, we have the same kinds of companies that help.
That do that?
You know, what I want to do, I want to kind of jump into, and Karen's giving you the reading perspective of this, mm-hmm. the faith-based perspective, that the spirituality that's critical in kind of getting through the dark nights of the soul moments. But
right, exactly.
Another element, too, like this. What you're talking about, this is the whole reason why News for the Soul exists, because
thank you so much for it, too.
I mean, use it, right? I mean, when I'm having days like that, and I have days like that, I get in there and I listen to my own interviews, and I listen to them sometimes over and over and over and over.
Right.
You've seen The Secret, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
You know what I do when I've had a really rough challenge or something going on, is sometimes I'll just have that going on in the background just to remind you, because everything that you're talking about in the last few minutes, you've on some energetic level attracted to you in your experience.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Always bringing it right back around to that will negate, it will make that flow stop. Like you'll step back into your power and start creating what you want to happen.
Yeah, I guess
it's a process, right?
The confusing, like, because it's just putting that into action, you know, because it's one thing because I do know all of these things, but it's one thing to actually put it into, like, a habitual practice or actually do it responsibly each and every time, you know, like, that's all I've been doing for the last little while is looking at all of your episodes of your show. I was really into David Icke for a while and what he was doing, and I guess it's just, like I said, hard to put it all into action in your own life instead of just knowing it, you know, and that's what I think I'm having trouble with.
Well, that's the thing. It's a practice, and it's ongoing, and you're not going to get it
overnight.
Oh, yeah.
Life is ongoing every day. You know what, and congratulate yourself, Ben. You're courageous. And
thank
to
you.
Step up and say, you know what, I have some things here I got to really work on, instead of just turning a blind eye to it. And I feel that that's what the mother of your child on some level did. Turned a blind eye to her 50% in your 100% contract with her. You're only responsible for 50% at any contract you make with anybody. So I want you to grab your 50% and, you know, really work it in your life to understand that this isn't meant to destroy you. This is meant to empower you to never let this happen again to you, or to change the energy around you that you will always feel abundant in all ways. And it's not just about money. Abundance means more of. So using law of attraction, law of attraction doesn't know good, bad, or indifferent. It only knows energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, Nicole's right, start changing your thoughts. Just even if it's just, I'm willing to shift this now. That's a major thing that the heavens can work with. And that's what your angels are helping you to detox what has happened. Okay?
Yeah, because I can really feel that. But you know what, I just started HoloSync meditation stuff going on there, so I hope that can help me a bit with getting my mind straight. But I don't want to take up too much of your time here. I didn't know how long I had or you were able to talk to me here. But
let
me know.
Oh,
well,
no, you know what?
Whatever you need is what you
have. Whatever you need,
so,
that's right, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I guess,
and, you know, it's a time for healing for you. It's a big time for healing for you, sweetheart.
That's right. And you know what, Ben? You're 18 and you're immersed in conscious archives. Oh, my God.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean,
thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ben. God bless you, sweetheart. I'll be praying for you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. You know, I'm going to let you get to some other people so they can get some help on the radio, too, okay? You guys take it easy.
All right, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Oh, isn't that an amazing call?
That was. That was an amazing call. Amazing young man.
I know, and you know, I get, I have a lot of, you know, people preteen, teenager age listening to this show. I mean, they're immersed in this stuff, and how cool is that? You know, they're.
I love it because a lot of the youth of today or the young adults are wonderful new kids, or they're not new, but the indigo and crystal children that are here to really change effects and procedures and things upon our earth. You know, old ways, get rid of them, and new things to happen. A lot of them, a lot of the wonderful higher evolved children of today are faced with some really heavy, you know, energetic burdens that
mm-hmm.
they're working through.
Well, I mean, that just inspired me, you know. I mean, here's an 18-year-old going through
physical
challenges, and he's on the HoloSync program and immersing in News for the Soul archives and watching The Secret and calling our show. So,
that's
you know,
right.
That's,
now, how many 18? Now, when I was 18,
really.
I wouldn't have been that.
I know, I wasn't doing that.
I wasn't either.
I wish I was.
Yeah, it just wasn't talked about, and it wasn't something I sought after, that's for sure.
Well, I think we've got another caller in the line. Hello.
Hi. My name is
Hi. Hi, hello.
Where are you calling from? And
I'm calling
what's
from
up?
The Smoky Mountains in North Carolina.
Oh.
Ooh, how beautiful.
Yes, it
oh,
is.
Oh, wow. What is your name?
Shelley.
Hi, Shelley. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
What can I do for you, hon?
I would just like to hear any thing that the angels might have to say to me at this time. I am going through a grief issue over a beloved pet.
I was going to say you have such a heavy, heavy heart.
Yeah.
My God, I just want to hold you and let you cry and let you just release. What's this heavy heart about?
My favorite pet. I may have to put it down tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
And I've been asking everybody to pray and send energy because, and the vet has encouraged me to do that too. So I've just been putting that out everywhere that I can because I would really love to see him come home, you know? But I called because I just wanted to see what the angels might have to say about that. I have my own intuitive feelings, but I didn't really want to get into my stuff, per se.
Well, what is your animal's name? Is it a dog?
It's a cat. His name is
it's
Toad.
It's a cat, okay.
T-O-E-S.
Oh, what cute.
He has white toes
how
on
cute.
Top 4 feet.
Oh, my gosh. What a rambunctious, frisky little thing he's been through life. Does this make sense to you? Kind of a tear-up kind of guy.
He's wonderful. Yeah.
What I'm hearing is that he doesn't want to make a decision that's going to break your heart. That's the first thing I heard. And he's kind of wavering back and forth as to what to do himself.
Yeah.
Is something going on intestinally?
His kidneys and his liver seem to be failing, mm-hmm. and it may
mm-hmm.
or may not have to do with a topical parasite application, which, by the way, was supposed to be natural. It's kind of hard to pinpoint right now, but on some level, I feel like he may be making a choice to go. But
yeah, I just feel that one of the things is that he knows that physically,
uh-huh.
it's a big haul for him as far as recuperation,
uh-huh.
and wear and tear on you. So a cat.
Uh huh. Yep, that's
I
right.
just feel he doesn't want to do that to Mom. That's what I heard. I don't want to do that to Mom. I can't do that to her. But I can't also leave her. You know, I can't leave her. I can't leave her, and if I stay, you know, it's going to be such a taxing on my physical body. And I do feel something, I want to say, intestinal, like something going through him, processing through him, his intestines.
Right.
Did he ingest anything that possibly could have?
Okay, this is what I felt, and I'm pretty intuitive when it comes to my
mm-hmm.
animals and different things.
But, right.
I had put it on his back of his neck and his sister's, and when I came in from work that night, I noticed that he still had some oily residue on the back of his neck, but his sister did not, and immediately I thought, oh, my God, he has ingested this, you know, and
yeah,
that can't
yeah,
be good.
Right.
And
no, it's not. It's
yeah,
not good.
And I feel like that's what's tearing him apart inside. He's been...
I do. Your angels are saying you're very claircognizant. In other words, you just know things.
Yes.
You don't, you know, don't second guess it. You just know it. It just comes to you like downloading on a computer.
Right.
The heavens just download information in you. And you're hit immediately that he ingested something was true. And I feel that there's still something that the vet hasn't uncovered yet as far as something intestinally going on or something he's ingested. It might be this the stuff you're talking about. Again, the decision is very hard for him because there's such a love bond and a connection. Either way, it's going to be very difficult if he stays, the physical difficulty, and if he goes, the difficulty, and, of course, you emotionally.
Okay.
And I feel the sister, there's a mourning there, too, a grieving there, too. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Like they're close?
Yes, they're very close.
They're very, very close. And so he's, like, right in the middle of what to do.
Well,
and I feel that his physical body.
Let me ask this. What would be best for him, if it's best for him to go on at this time for his soul, then that's what I want to do. I don't want to pull on him.
I feel forgive yourself in just letting him go. Do you know, if you have any guilt over it in him go, please forgive yourself for that.
I feel like I should have known.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because he doesn't want you to carry any burden to this.
Okay.
This is, you know, just like human, this is his decision whether to stay or go. But he would love to stay if he physically could. I just feel that that's an issue, a big issue
it would be to physically stay. For him.
I do. And also I feel a little bit, did he have seizures at all?
Not that I'm aware of, but
something...
What I have been learning through research, I've been researching for 2 days, that is common for this type of, it's a poisoning, is what it is.
Right. I feel neurologically, his central nervous system and neurologically, the effects are going to kick in or they've started to.
Already has. He can't walk.
Okay.
He can't walk.
You know there is no such thing as death, is what I heard your angels just tell you. There's no such thing.
I know
love
he'll
doesn't
be
die. Yes, he's not going anywhere. But physically, just, again, forgive yourself if you feel you need to let him go.
Yeah.
I just keep hearing that.
Forgive
yourself. Don't hold on
to
it.
Yeah.
Shelley, I totally understand. I totally understand. I had a similar situation, but with a dog, a family pet. It was very difficult to do. But please do this with peace in your heart that whatever happens, it is in the highest and greatest good for him and for your family.
Thank you. And I have one more question.
You're welcome.
And I don't want you to spend a lot of time, but I'm going through a total life restructuring at this time, just like the gentleman before me. And I've been looking at it as it's a clearing out so that for all the new beginnings. But I'm really having a lot of difficulty in trying to figure out which way I should go career-wise. And I would love to hear anything.
Which way you should go career-wise?
Yeah.
Well, what you're doing right now, I feel like you're having burnout.
Oh, I hate
it. Does that make sense?
Oh, major, major.
Well, yeah, you do. With a passion, I'm hearing. She hates it with a passion.
Oh, God,
and
yes.
So here you go.
Uh-huh.
Here's your answer. Follow your passion where that brings you love instead of hating. Passion is love or hate. It's the same thing. It's just passion.
Okay.
So you want to, like the caller before, start shifting your energy about what you want, not what you're afraid you won't get. And what you're doing right now, it's a very wise decision for you to remove yourself from it, because physically it can wear you down and you're burning out. And
yes.
What would you like to do passionately that
That's
you love to do? What
I
would that be?
I don't know.
Well, the first thing that I hear for you, you're so committed to animals. You have such a commitment to the higher and greater good for the animals on the earth. You might want to go in that direction.
Well, I've been toying with that idea, but have been concerned that I would be able to generate enough resource, of course, to support myself because I'm alone.
Well, here's a good rule of thumb. If you love what you do, abundance immediately follows behind you because you're creating energy constantly.
And I should know
if
that.
If you love what you do, there's energy constantly building and moving and growing. If you don't love what you do, there's stagnation. There's still energy, but there's stagnated pool of water, if you will, instead of free-flowing pool of water. If you love what you do, money follows immediately.
I found
that is
myself,
a universal truth.
I'm sorry. I found myself today
wanting
to ask this vet for a job because I love this vet.
Well, I have a feeling that it would be very prosperous for you in many ways, heart and pocketbook.
So you think it's
all right, sweetie?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Yeah, prosperous for you. Many ways. Your heart will be filled and so will your pocketbook.
Okay. I need something to fill my heart.
All right.
I think animals would do that. Thank you very much.
They certainly would. All right. Thank you so
Thanks
much
for calling,
and I will be praying for your beautiful pet.
Thank you.
I'm just curious. I have a quick question for you, Shelley,
mm-hmm.
before you hang up. Have
okay.
you tried any Reiki energy kind of people, you know, doing that kind of work on your cat?
I'm a level two, and I have been trying to focus on him today, but have had difficulty focusing. And what I've done instead is I've been on my computer and I've been contacting different groups, asking everybody to send energy, because when I talked to the vet about it today, he said that would be great. He said maybe, you know, with the network of us sending energy, that it might be able to bring him back around. You know, but
it just might. You never know. It might change his decision.
We're talking to a lot of people right now, so give them an idea of where to send their energy.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. He is in an animal hospital. The animal hospital is called Noah's Ark. That's A-R-K. Okay? It's like, you know, the one in the Bible. And the name of the vet is incredible. His name is Dr. Todd Davis, and that is in Franklin, North Carolina. That's in the Smoky Mountains. And the name of my cat is Toes, T-O-E-S.
Okay.
And as long as what I want is what is best for Toes. You know, and
okay.
if,
yeah.
For the
if
highest
he would
good
be,
of all, then let's
that's
all
right.
That.
Yeah. Highest
yeah.
good of everyone.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank
do
you
it.
So
we'll do
much.
It
okay.
All the best, Shelley. Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley, so much. God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, I know we're getting to the top of the hour. I will try to give out the numbers one more time here before it beeps through, although I never usually get through giving out the numbers. Amazing calls coming in the show, though. Amazing variety of things coming
Oh,
out.
Amazing stories, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Toll-free in the U.S. 877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And international direct line, 530-876-3222. You know, that I think a lot of people are going through that quote unquote major restructuring thing right now. I've heard that
oh,
a
yeah.
lot. That, you know, that there's, well, I mentioned to you I was going through, you know, new shifts and changes into new cycles, and anytime that's going on, you get things come up to clear.
Oh, I know. Plus, we're in a Mercury retrograde right now, so, you know, there could be chaotic everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The energy seems to be.
This party with their little harp on the cloud that we thought it was going to be, you know. It can really get down and dirty in there. So,
But that's the thing.
None of this work means anything if we can't do it in those times, you know.
That's
what it's for. So.
Right, exactly.
Wow. So I hope, I hope everyone follows with us, actually. You know, I'm going to give out an email address. For those
to see how she's doing, how Shelley's cat's doing, and how Ben is doing,
you know, everyone that's calling in, because we're getting some, you know, pretty interesting stories, and we'd like to know how it sorted out. So, the email address to send to is followups@newsforthesoul.com. followups@newsforthesoul.com. So, if you're there and you were on the show and you're listening now in the archive, send me an email. Okay, I think we have another caller. Hello.
Hello there, ladies. How are you this evening?
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
So who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Anne, and I'm calling from Ontario, Canada.
Oh, another Canadian. Hello.
Hello.
I'm on the other side of that chunk. And what is your question today?
Well, I was a little bit floored listening to Karen in the very beginning of the show talking about, I think, some of the obstacles on the spiritual path, and I've got probably, I don't want to say it's the biggest one of my life, because I'm sure it's not, but it just feels that way right now, and I just feel as though there's something keeping me from, or trying to thwart my attempt to stay centered, and I'm just wondering if Karen can give me any insight, or the angels can give me any insight into how to deal with all this.
Again, what's your name, your first name again?
My name is Anne.
Anne, that's right. Okay. First of all, can you get a little bit more specific about this block? You talked about a spiritual block.
Well,
in what manner, sweetheart?
It's not a spiritual block. It's a human. It's a human block.
Okay.
And just a very, very negative person who is trying to bother me, and who lives very close by me, and I'm kind of new to this neighborhood, and I've just never experienced anything quite like this, and I moved to this area thinking it would be a very beautiful place for me to become centered and try and get myself in a place to be ready for ascension. And this very dark person here is going out of his way to make my life very, very difficult.
Well, what I'm feeling is that this opportunity from heaven, because nothing happens to a soul without its agreeance on some level. So what I'm feeling is this is an opportunity as you do ascend, and as you ascension is expanding the awareness, expanding the consciousness. It's an opportunity for you to understand how powerful you really are, that nobody has power over you, nobody, unless you say you have power over me. The whole idea is this person, whomever this is, we don't need to get into whom or what this is, mm-hmm. but there's an intention of attack here. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. Perfect sense.
And the intention of attack is to make you feel small, this person feel big.
Correct.
So, in truth, that's not true. You are not small. This person's not big. I want to say he for some reason.
It is he.
The point is that right now you have the goddess Athena who's just walked in. She was extremely powerful. And what she is saying, I will assist you. Allow me to help you. Call upon me with your angels to show you just how powerful you really are to overt this situation or deflect with love, of course, this situation back to this person. This person is in great fear, great fear.
Yeah.
And so why would someone control the situation or say, you know, I'm going to make you feel bad? Well, because maybe the things they feel about themselves or how they feel they have to control things to make sure that everything goes their way, what have you. The point is it's not about them. It's truly to have you understand just how powerful you are to change a situation, that no one has power over you in truth. No one has energy over you. No one can make you do or make you feel a certain way. Does that make sense to you, Anne?
It makes perfect sense, and to be perfectly honest, I feel that way, but when you say, and I guess this is what I'm having difficulty understanding, I try to live my life in perfect love for everybody, even those who it can be a little difficult sometimes. But
right,
I just find myself, I don't want to say not feeling love, I just feel kind of ambivalent. I feel as though I wouldn't even know how to respond in love. It's I just feel.
Well, first of all, have you ever read the book The Four Agreements?
No.
If you have not, I offer this book to you as the most amazing book. I think the last name is Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. Please don't quote me right now because I'm kind of in a translate state. But
okay.
The four agreements, the second agreement is don't take anything personally because it's not about you. When someone aims to hurt us or deflect unkind negative energy our way,
mm-hmm.
you have to think, what's going on within them to make that hurts them so bad to want to hurt us to make them
right.
feel better?
Right,
do you understand?
Right.
It's truly not about you, sweetheart. And to detach from all the drama here, cut cords to it, detach yourself, unhook yourself, put up a barrier of love around your home, around yourself, and just say, I am protected. I am safe. And I know it sounds just real trite and easy and some, but these words of simplicity here, the angels are saying, remember, kiss, keep it simple, seeker. Don't go over to try to figure this out because you're not going to change this person. Nothing's going to change this person but this person changing in himself or herself. And it's another opportunity for you to understand that everyone walks with darkness and light. Everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, the dark side of the moon,
yeah.
You know, the dark night of the soul comes up on people. It's an opportunity for you not to run from your own darkness. Honor it. It's a part of you, sweetie. Just don't let it control you, as it obviously it does this neighbor or this person.
Yeah,
does
yeah.
that make sense?
Yeah, it certainly
you
does.
Are so protected. Archangel Michael lives in your home, I'm hearing. Nothing's going to happen to you. Start putting a mirror around your home so that everything that comes at you is reflected back with only love and understanding and compassion for where this soul's growth is.
Wow.
You know, people walk the earth with kindergarten degrees in spirituality, and some people have PhDs. You know, we're all on a different level, but we're all going on the same path.
You know, I have to tell you, I talk to Archangel Michael every day.
He's very much in your life and in your home.
Wow.
He said, you're not alone. I'm with you. You're not alone. Call upon me and follow your heart as far as what to do about the situation. You know what to do. You know what to do. And to know as a spiritual soul, we all want to be loved. We all want to be good. But we do have a dark side to us. We do have that opportunity, you know. And it's how we play out our ride on life, how we do it. It's like if Jesus, if he had walked in his darkness, ooh, we'd have a whole other story, Bible stories.
Yeah.
Or if Hitler had walked in his light,
yeah.
we would not have had the horrific, you know, situation of the Holocaust. So, again, The Four Agreements, sweetie. It's a great book. It's not very big, and it will become your Bible. Believe
you know
me. It's wonderful.
I'm so thankful that you mentioned that because, you know, I read quite a bit, and there's just so much wonderful information out there, and I do remember reading something about that book, but I am definitely going to go get it now and read it. So,
it's wonderful. You'll be absolutely floored by the information that you already know that exists in this book. You're an amazing evolved soul. You
thank
are.
Thank
this
you
is
so
just
much.
An opportunity to understand how powerful you really are, sweetheart.
Yeah,
okay.
I really felt like on a certain level this was light and darkness here coming together, and just thought, wow,
yep,
really
yep.
trying to knock me off my my path here.
Well, we live in duality, you know, third dimensional plane of duality, and there's polarity and the dark side of the moon.
Yep.
You see the bright, bright moon on the other side. What is there? There's darkness.
Absolutely.
So it's one and the same.
Well, Karen and Nicole, thank you both so very much for giving me
this opportunity. Thank you, sweetheart Ann, for calling in. God bless you.
I want to give you a little piece of something as well, Ann, before you go.
Okay.
Having had personal experience in my past with characters of the such nature that you're describing.
Shady characters.
I actually have a really interesting story. I'm going to leave most of the identifying details out, but in short, I was way back in the days when I was starting to listen to Abraham Hicks stuff. And I don't know if you're familiar with them, but you might find them of great value as well, abrahamhicks.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to do a test because a lot of the stuff that keeps this stuff going and reoccurring for us, because if we're really of the light, we attract often the opposite kind of experience.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the amount of rent that they get in our brain once it starts going, like how much of the time of the day that you're thinking, you know, that guy, we should go away, you know, and that keeps reigniting it. So what I did, and it sounds very simple, but it was incredibly challenging, but it actually worked like magic, was every time I thought of that guy, I had to think, cancel, and replace it with the only good thought I could come up with for that guy, which took me a very, very long time. And it was a tiny detail, and it was random and obscure, but it was the only clear, good thought I could get, swear to God. So every time, you know, it can be like he had nice shoes one day or something really dumb.
Right.
But it's something
right.
that's clear of the energy, and you literally... And you'll be doing it all day at first.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it worked like magic.
Well, you're reaffirming, like Nicole said, you're reaffirming.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what to say, here's a great thing to say. Cancel, clear, and upgrade. So in other words, always just upgrade your thoughts. Upgrade what they're throwing at you or upgrade what you may want to throw back.
Cancel,
just upgrade it.
Right.
You know, and replace it with something very positive.
Yeah,
very good advice, Nicole.
Words to live by. Words to live by.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
So,
thank
again,
you.
Like we were telling the other caller, then follow up. Let us know how it goes.
Please follow up.
I truly.
God bless you, sweetheart.
I truly appreciate this. You have no idea. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Take care. You're welcome.
Remember, Archangel Michael's at your side.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That
all really right, honey.
Makes me feel wonderful.
All right, honey. Good night, Ann.
All the best.
Good night. Bye-bye.
You know, it's so great
bye-bye.
That we're getting such a good cross-section of examples of implementing this stuff in the real world, you know?
That's right.
And that's what this really is about, this whole practice. It's funny, I thought we were going to be sort of in the floaty angel reading realm today, but we've kind of gone all over the place.
You never know. Yeah. I just love to be, you know, like a life coach, if you will. And whatever is going on in someone's life, I just like try to coach them.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, this is the thing, and people are, you know, there's a lot of people in change and flux right now, and a lot of people feeling very challenged. And, how do I, you know, especially with the secret going mainstream, and now hordes of new people, you know, awakening to this information and experience, going, yeah, but how the hell does this work in my real life?
That's right. Now, how do you implement it in the real world? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you've been living in the real world and using the law of attraction, the secret. Let's get it to work for you. You know, let's have it work to the best degree in your life. Yeah. Well,
switch off autopilot and get in the friggin' driver's seat. That's what you
got
to do.
That's right.
Well, it's been so much fun. It's flown by. It's been a great experience.
It has flown by. Yes, it's been a great experience. I thank you so much, Nicole, for this wonderful opportunity to share. And thank you for bringing this wonderful forum and gathering that we can all share and learn and grow.
Absolutely. Well, this was my path out of the dark phase, so there we go. Karen Anderson, you can find her online, divinejourneys.com, and Karen Hanks.
Actually, dot net, divinejourneys.net.
Okay.
Yeah, dot net.
Well,
I don't mean to interrupt you, but before we go off the air, yeah.
Divinejourneys.net.
You'll get somebody else, yeah, at .com.
Okay, well, if you get confused, go to newsforthesoul.com. All free, all the time, all our shows, all billions of years of them at this point. And the link to Karen's site right from the top of the page there. So check that out. And if you missed any of the show anytime or any of our shows anytime, newsforthesoul.com. And Karen, hang on the line. We'll make sure we've got your next date set up. We'll get Karen back on, and we'll do this again. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Nicole.
I've been looking for an open door. Pick me up and take me back to where I was when I began to dream. You gotta live for love, you gotta lap it up. Take me back to where I was looking for more when I was only 17. And I know that I'll forgive myself for doing the things that I've done to survive in a world so full of sin. And I know what I can give back to everyone for what I've learned through all of this. I don't want to live in a world so full of fear. I just want to give you something for all the tears. I don't want to live in a world so full of fear. I just want to give you something for all the tears. I've been searching for steady floor, looking straight at what I want with what I need still kept in store. Something to give in up, something to laugh them off. Take me back to where I was looking for more when I was only 17. And I know that I'll forgive myself for doing the things that I did to get by in this world so full of sin. And I know what I can give back to everyone for what I've learned through all of this. I don't want to live in a world so full of fear. I just want to give you something for all the tears. I don't want to live in a world so full of fear. I just want to give you something for all the tears. What are you waiting for? The light allows the door, you're sitting in the dark. This may be the angel you've been waiting for. That's more than enough for you to keep giving up. Take me back to where I was looking for more when I was only 17. Take me back to where I was looking for more when I was only 17. Take me back to where my boss looking for more when I was only. Islands of gold, so I've been told.